Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 4. This is the atrocities of King Kamsa. So we will read today So 16 and 17 don't have purports, so I'll read those myself, and then we'll chant together text number 18. Satvaham takta karuna stakta jan gyanti surit kalaha kan lokan vaik kamisyami brahmahina mritasvasam. Being merciless and cruel, I have forsaken all my relatives and friends. Therefore, like a person who has killed a Brahmin, I do not know which planet I shall go, either after death or while breathing. Number 17. Divam apyanitritam vakti nam marcha eva kevalam yad vish prambam aham papa swasur anihatavan tishon. Alas, not only human beings, but sometimes even providence lies. And I am so sinful that I believe the omen of providence and killed so many of my sister's children. Text number 18. Masochatam Mahabhago Atmajan Spankritan Puja Jantavo Na Sadaikatra Daivadinas Tadasate Matsuchitam Mahabhagav Atmajan Svakritam Bhujaha Jantavo Na Sadai Katra Daiva Dinas Tadasate Masuchatam Mahabhagav Masuchatam Mahabhagav Atmajan Svakritam Bhujaha Jantavo na sadai katra Daiva dinash tadasate Masocha tam mahabhagav Atmajan svakrita puja Jantavo na sadai katra Daiva dinas tadasate. Someone else, please. Ladies, please. Masochatam, kindly do not be aggrieved for what happened in the past. Mahabhago, O you who are learned, and fortunate in spiritual knowledge. Atmajan, for your sons. Svakritam, only because of their own acts. Bhuja, who are suffering. Jantava, all living entities. Na, not. Sada, always. Ekatra, in one place. Daiva Adina, who are under the control of providence. Tada, hence, asate, live. Translation, O great souls, your children have suffered their own misfortune. Therefore, please do not lament for them. All living entities are under the control of the Supreme, and they cannot always live together. Purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! Kamsa addressed his sister and brother-in-law as Mahabhago, because although he killed their ordinary children, the goddess Durga took birth from them. Because Devaki bore Durga Devi in her womb, Kamsa praised both Devaki and her husband. Asuras are very devoted to the goddess Durga, Kali, and so forth. Kamsa, therefore, truly astonished, appreciated the exalted position of his sister and brother-in-law. Durga is certainly not under the laws of nature, because she herself is the controller of the laws of nature. Ordinary living beings, however, are controlled by these laws. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva shaha. Consequently, none of us are allowed to live together for any long period. By speaking in this way, Kamsa tried to pacify his sister and brother-in-law. Om Aganatamidandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So here Srila Prabhupada continues in 1977 to speak and write wonderful purports to Srimad Bhagavatam. And if we notice here throughout this canto, still some of these purports are quite lengthy. In this purport, one of the points that Srila Prabhupada speaks about that he spoke about in a previous chapter. He says, ordinary living beings, however, are controlled by these laws. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani savasyaha. I thought that was interesting because the last class that I gave, that exact verse from Bhagavad Gita, that exact line, was written in that purport as well. I wanted to read a little bit about that verse. The Prakrite Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Savasyaha, this is text number 27 in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, Karma Yoga. The last two lines are Ahankara Vimudatma Kartaham Iti Manyate. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. Purport. Two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in material consciousness, working on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a wide gulf of difference in their respective positions. A person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. Krishna is the controller of everything. There's a verse I'm trying to remember from the Isha Upanishad. Ishiva shamidam sarvam yat kincha jagat chan jagat tena tak tena bunjita mad gridha svasa. This verse, Krishna says, Ishiva shamidam, everything animate and inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. But he very clearly says that everything is controlled. Everything here is controlled by the Lord. So we're actually not the doers. We're not the controllers. We have a choice on how to act. And as we see here in this purport, our suffering and our misfortune was due, or is due, to our previous activities. So whatever we're feeling, you know, our hands, we're feeling some pain, in our foot we're feeling some pain, our bodies we're feeling some pain, we actually deserve worse than that. But due to the fact that we are chanting Hare Krishna, and we are attempting to be devotees, we're attempting to engage our senses in the master of the senses, Rishikena Rishikesh Sevanam Bhakti Uchite. That is our goal, to engage our hearts, our soul, our minds, everything in our body, our words, in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, if we don't do that, then one has to engage in some activity, and that being then would have to engage in the material, engage our minds and our senses on the material side and be in material consciousness. Now, from that, there's reactions. There's reactions to our activities. Patram pushpam palam doyam yomi bhakta pranashati. So whatever we do, whatever we offer, whatever we give away, it should all be done as a offering to Krishna. And if we engage everything that we do in the service of Krishna, then our spiritual future is very bright. We have a wonderful opportunity. Here we have these material bodies, but we're born into Kali Yuga. So how is that beneficial to be born into Kali Yuga? Because as we've spoken before, in different ages, there's different forms of self-realization. But in this age, all we have to do is chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That mantra right there can purify us, and so much so that at the time of death, we can go back to the spiritual world. So it's very important that we, as we speak in the morning, we speak the 10 offenses, we say the 10 offenses together. And it's very important that not only the 10 offenses, that we focus in on what are those 10 offenses, but it's very important, as we've said many times, to enthusiastically, very loudly, chant all the prayers. Chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Be enthusiastic. Krishna, like, cry like a child crying for its mother. We've all seen this before, a child crying for the mother. Especially when the child wants something to eat, the child wants attention. The child is crying. So this should be our mood. We should cry like a child crying for its mother. But we should be chanting loudly, enthusiastically. Now, sometimes we don't feel like being enthusiastic. Sometimes we're very tired. Just like last week, last Monday. I can imagine how everyone was feeling. I know how I felt. Everyone here as a family, as a group, as a team, everyone put on a wonderful Rath Yatra. It was a group effort. Every person that I'm looking at here did some type of service. I want to commend everybody for the wonderful service that you all did. We did this as an offering to Krishna. We did this as an offering to Lord Jagannath, Lord of the universe. And just to fast forward to tomorrow is Balaram's appearance day. Now, when I think of Lord Balaram, I think of when we want to pray for strength, we pray to Balaram. So every day, but tomorrow, when you see Balaram, when you see Lord Balaram, deep down in your heart, Lord Balaram, please give me the strength to perform devotional service. Please give me the strength to stay focused on the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, on the lotus feet of Gorni Thai, on the lotus feet of Rukmini Dwarkadish. We pray to Balaram for strength. And in this material world, it's a real fight. It's a real battle sometimes. A lot of times. Most of the time. It's not easy to get out of the material world. It's not easy to go back to Godhead. It's not cheap to go back to Godhead. It's quite a fight. And I was thinking yesterday, Vaninath Prabhu, when I twisted that balloon for you, that balloon sword, Vaninath Prabhu, he walked out of the building across the street, and he had this balloon sword in his hand, and he was going like this. And I was thinking, armed with knowledge, fight. So, the question was asked one time by Srila Prabhupada. I heard it on the Prabhupada Memories that we watch on Saturday and Sunday mornings. And a devotee was asked, "Are you studying my books?" And the devotee responds, "Srila Prabhupada, I read your books every day." Srila Prabhupada said, "No, I didn't ask if you're reading my books. I asked, are you studying my books?" So this is something for us to take up. We're like in college. You know, imagine if we're in college, we're paying tuition, we want to graduate and get a degree. Anyone here have a degree in something? What was your degree in? Psychology. Okay. So with D.T. Mataji, she went to college and has a degree in psychology. So I'm sure that you didn't just read the books just and not study. You were paying for college. It was a goal. It was something you were trying to, attain. So you really studied. We know college students, they spend a lot of time, studying, staying awake through the night. So in the same way, we should be even more passionate, even have a stronger desire to study Srila Prabhupada's books. This life is very short, as we know. And as we're getting older, we're all starting to feel different pains in our bodies. So for those of you that are younger, it's right around the corner. So take the time now while you still have awareness, while your bodies can still engage ecstatically in devotional service, take the time to really step it up, to really become so passionate about devotional service, about preaching, about studying, about the morning program, about sharing Krishna consciousness with one another, doing devotional service. Look at Srila Prabhupada's example. One person, and Srila Prabhupada was of an older age, at least his body was. Externally appeared to be that way. And look what he did in how many years? 11 years. 11 years. So it just shows you that when one very strictly adheres to the instructions of their spiritual master, what can be done? Now, true, Krishna is, as we're speaking in this verse, Krishna is the controller. So everything is up to Krishna, but it's our responsibility to carry out the order of our spiritual master. It is our instruction to chant 16 rounds a day enthusiastically. It's our duty to attend the morning program, to preach Krishna consciousness, to do service for the temple, to serve one another, and then leave the results up to Krishna. And as long as we're sincere, Krishna will give us the result. Or maybe he won't give us the result. But we're carrying out the instruction of the spiritual master, so we're benefiting. verse 4:11 in Bhagavad Gita, Ye yitam mam prabhajante tam tatava bhajamyaham. As they surrender unto me, Krishna says, I reward them accordingly. So you may be, one may be engaged in devotional service and not be getting those results. But Krishna will reward that devotee for his or her devotional service. And by performing devotional service, we're building a good future for ourselves. We've been through the 8,400,000 species of life. Now, in the human form of life, there's been a lot of sinful activity. And therefore, we have a lot of karma to work off. However, the Maha Mantra can destroy all of the karma, can burn up all the karma reactions, and we can be awarded the happiness that we've always been anxious, because that's the normal, the constitutional position of the living entity. So when something happens in life, see it as Krishna doing it for our purification, for our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Says here, O great souls, your children have suffered their own misfortune. So sometimes we have so much and then it gets taken away. Sometimes we lose something. We can see, even in the way of Srila Prabhupada, he sacrificed so much and Krishna gave him so much. Gave Srila Prabhupada a worldwide movement. So if we lose something, something gets taken away, we had expectations of something, but it gets taken away, something doesn't go exactly the way we wanted it to go or we thought it should go, we have to just continue somehow or another, just hold on to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and continue in devotional service. And then all success will be there. So I wanted to take a few moments to see, it's 8:15 now, I wanted to take a few moments to see if there was a question or a comment. I've been given the okay to speak until 8:21. Jai Vaninath Prabhu. So Vaninath Prabhu has a... Okay. We're switching the batteries.
Thank you for your wonderful class, Prabhu. You mentioned in your class that Prabhupada became success in 11 years because he followed the authority. He got, he took the instruction from his Guru Maharaj very serious. So as well as in Krishna conscious, if we want to like advance, we have to take our authority instruction very seriously. On meditate on them, what they are giving us, so we can also be successful.
That's true. That's a very good point. We all have someone that we're following. Sometimes Rabindranath Prabhu will give me instructions. Sometimes Savasprabhu will give me instructions. I should have started this with Savasprabhu, then to Rabindranath Prabhu. Brihaspati Prabhu. We all have to follow something. We all have to follow someone. And it's interesting that on the material side of material life, people don't want to follow a leader, or they criticize the leader. A lot of times they listen to their own mind. We have to be very careful of that. When someone says something to us, a senior devotee, we should take that as Krishna speaking to us. Just walking down the street, there are times that Amal Bhakta Maharaj will come up to me and he'll speak some Krishna consciousness to me. Or I'll even meet him in a parking lot and he'll give me a very nice instruction. It's also good to go up to senior devotees or even your peers. Tell me something in Krishna consciousness that you feel, that you see, that I do, that perhaps I can improve in. Krishna will open the floodgates and give you so much mercy. You'll learn so much about yourself. Or we will learn about ourselves from just asking those questions. How can I serve? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. It was just kind of a question based on
sure.
I guess your response.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that sadhana plays a role in who we take instructions from? Because I remember when I first came here, somebody who was very senior to me, who didn't live in the temple, had given me an instruction, and he told me that I should, he said, oh, you're still so young, you should go out and you should get married and have kids, and you should, enjoy life. Had I listened to him, I wouldn't be listening to this class.
So a senior devotee told you, who doesn't live in the temple, that you should just go out and enjoy life and get married and have children.
He was once a Prabhupada disciple.
Okay.
He said.
Prabhu, people will say a lot of things. You have to see where it's coming from. You have to see it. Is this the person that's speaking? Is this person chanting 16 rounds? Does the person follow the four regulative principles? Are they doing service for the temple or doing service for Krishna? Are they linked up with the temple authorities? Just like the Nectar of Instruction says that, you mentally honor someone that chants Hare Krishna. You honor that. You honor that person. But, it's not that you're disrespectful, but, you have to, there's got to be a check and a balance too. And, you could still enjoy life. You can still have children. You could still have a family, but you do it in Krishna consciousness. Someone, Prabhu, you want to add something to that, please? Savasprabhu is going to add something.
Thank you,
Jai. Thanks very much, Prabhu.
Yeah, I'd just have to say that a lot of these things are just simply based on the modes of material nature. All this stuff, family, friends, position, fame, glory, desires, these are all run by the modes of material nature. The material body is influenced by the modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. The only thing that's beyond that or above it is devotional service. So if anyone's saying all these other things to you or to anybody, this is modes of nature. And the only way you can surpass the modes, go above them or transcend them, is by devotional service. Only when you serve Krishna and the mission of the spiritual master, only then do you rise above. So sometimes we think, oh, my body, I should give everything I have. I got to take care of my body. Don't eat butter. Don't do this, don't do that. Be this, be that, I should do that. Those are all managed by the modes of material nature. Our position in Krishna consciousness is to rise above that and be tolerant with those things. Everybody has a duty to do. As a householder, you have a duty. As a sannyasi, you have a duty. Brahmachari, you have a duty. Vanaprasa, you have a duty. You do that duty, but we should know that has a lot to do with the modes of material nature, practically everything. The real purpose of life is to absorb yourself in Krishna conscious devotional service. Then we rise above that and we tolerate all those things. We have to tolerate the body, the mind, the senses, our family members, each other, because the modes of nature are working constantly. The changes of the body are the modes of material nature. You were young at one time, happy as anything, dancing 50 feet in the air. Now you're 60 and you can't hardly even move your leg. The modes of material nature, they're acting upon it constantly. We have to transcend it, and only by Krishna conscious devotional service, and that's what this movement is about. Devotional service, work for Krishna. This is what it really means. And if we can't accept that, then we're going to be entangled in all these things. Don't do this, do that. What about this? Oh, this, this, that, and everything else, which comes about every single day. From the minute we get up to the minute you go to bed, all these activities are there, from 1 to 100, whatever they may be. But we have to learn how to transcend it and not stop our devotional service. No matter what happens, we should never want to stop. Like Papa said, I want to fight till my last breath for Krishna. And this is what we should try to do. And I'm not saying that I'm doing that. I'm saying that according to all these things over here, we all strive to do that. That should be our goal. And all these other things are simply the modes of material nature. Goodness, let me go to the country, let me be happy there, whatever. Then you have to deal with the flies, the mosquitoes, the heat, whatever. All modes of material nature. Sorry.
Oh, Prabhu, thank you very much.
Forgive me.
No, Jai, very, very well. Good point. Thank you very much. And Maharaj, did you have your hand up? If anyone needs to leave, that's okay. Go ahead, Maharaj.
Yeah, thank you very much for a very nice class. I appreciate that. And somehow Krishna ironically arranges for us to meet in the Staples parking lot. And I don't know how that happens, but it's happened a few times. And it wasn't planned, by the way. I don't trail you. So my main point that I wanted to make, Prabhu, is that while, yes, as you mentioned, it is good to ask different devotees, senior devotees, if you have a particular question. But sometimes it's good to ask a few different senior devotees because one of them may be wrong. That's number one. And it's good to try to get this reconciled in your own mind as to whether it's good or not. In regard to what was mentioned, what Srila Prabhupada said is not just everybody who's young, 20, 25 or so, has to get married. If, of course, you feel an urge to have a family, and it's a very strong, overwhelming urge, if you have an urge to engage in sexual activity and it's literally destroying your devotional service and you can't do your service well, then Srila Prabhupada said, well, yes, you should get married then. You see, and there are all different conditions. Now, if you don't have that, if you're able to completely ignore, disregard, and not even think of those type of things, they don't really bother you. They pop up into your mind, but they don't bother, they don't disturb, they don't shake you, and they don't upset your devotional service, then you don't have to get married, you see. And the third thing I wanted to mention, it doesn't, because we have a question, we have a doubt, and uncertainty, not only should we do what I just mentioned, but it's good to go to what we call the Veda base and hear what Srila Prabhupada has said in different circumstances. Veda base is actually, you can ask your question there. And when you do that, you'll see in the letters, you'll see in conversations, you'll see in the actual purports, the different things that Srila Prabhupada has said. So then you can kind of put all these things together, and you have a kind of an overview of the way this particular problem has to be dealt with, as I already gave two or three different examples. So that way you're standing on a solid ground, but then even to further solidify your confidence in the answer, is good to go to, yes, a senior person. And when a senior person doesn't mean age, it doesn't necessarily mean how long he's in Krishna consciousness either. How is that person living? Is he living a Krishna conscious life? Does he chant, you know, with his full heart? Does he attend all the programs? Is he totally absorbed in Srila Prabhupada's books? He gives classes. Does he make reference to this incident or this pastime, that pastime? How much does he really absorb himself into the entire picture of Krishna consciousness? And such a person is generally very useful to get answers from, because he sees many sides of the question. Sometimes a person will give an answer and he just gives one side of the question or one and gives one answer, but there are two or three other circumstances which require a different kind of response or a different kind of answer. So bird's eye view, was trying to see it from the top rather than from just a tunnel view vision, is ideal for this. So we have to keep all these points in mind in order to come out victorious or successful in Krishna consciousness. Thank you,
Hare Krishna. Jai, very good point. All right, well, thank you very much, everyone, for coming to Bhagavatam class and on the internet as well. Thank you very much. May you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.